Well, hello, Nigel Ogden here, and before we go any further, I must say a big thank you to Damon for inviting me to make a regular contribution to the Organist Encores. It's good to be in front of a microphone again, and I hope you'll enjoy the various bits and pieces I have for your entertainment. Now, over the years, I've acquired a huge amount of recorded material, including many examples of organs and or organists who are either no longer with us or which have either never been heard on any kind of airwaves, or if they have, not for a very long time. Anyway, for my monthly programme, we thought it might be fun to delve into my archives and to try and bring you, in the main, tracks you might never have heard before. Now, inevitably, quite a few of these will involve me at the console, particularly as far as recordings made in concert are concerned, but I hope you'll be able to cope with that in the interests of something a bit different. Now, as far as tonight's programme is concerned, in the light of the 38 years I spent at the BBC, I thought it might be an idea to concentrate on various instruments owned by the corporation over the years, plus one that wasn't, but sort of fits in with the theme. All will be explained in due course. Well, to get the music underway, here's one of the many novelty pieces written by composer and theatre organ fan Montagu Ewing. This is the Portrait of a Toy Soldier, which I included in a concert I gave for the BBC Club Organ Society in March 1999 on the superb 1933 four-manual Compton in what was originally known as the Concert Hall, now the Radio Theatre in Broadcasting House. Now, all the pipes are still there, but tragically the organ has had no console by which to play them since it was disconnected and removed from the hall during the redesigning of the room. Fortunately, recordings do exist, and here's this one. Portrait of a Toy Soldier from me at the BBC Concert Hall, Compton. Now, as I said, that was built in 1933. 3 years later, the BBC acquired its first theatre organ, another wonderful instrument of four manuals and 23 ranks of pipes. Reginald Fort was appointed first BBC Theatre organist, and shortly after the Compton was installed, here's part of an off-the-cuff demonstration given by Mr. Fort. As I'm sure you'll appreciate, sometimes with archive recordings, there are going to be a few spits, crackles and pops from time to time, but I hope the interest factor will outweigh those.
I'm playing on the bottom row of keys. Now I shall push my thumb of my left hand through hard, and that will play another tone colour altogether. I'm doing this all with one hand. As a matter of fact, it's very difficult to do when you're trying to talk and play at the same time, though it's quite easy to do, and one does it all the time when one's broadcasting and not talking. I'll just play a short little tune, all with my left hand, demonstrating that first and second touch. I'm doing it all with my left hand and playing the bass part with my feet. A theatre organ, or in fact any organ for that matter, from a broadcasting point of view, has an immense range of pitch. You can go right from the bottom note to the top, and you've got an enormous variation in actual pitch. First of all, I'll play you the bottom note on the theatre organ. Here it is. Now, I'm going to play you the very, very top note on the theatre organ. Now, I'll play slowly right up from one to the other. And as a matter of fact, this is quite a good test of your radio set, because a good set should be able to pick up from the bottom note right up to the top fairly evenly all over the scale. So we'll go start with the bottom note. I'll play from there downwards again. Now I'll do that once more on a louder stop. Now I'm going to start on a higher stop and play right up to the top. Well, I hope you all heard the last octave. Now let's have a quick look through the various tone colours that we've got in the organ. First of all, we'll go through the brass tops. Here's the tuba magna. That's played without the tremulant, but if I play it with the tremulant, it makes a very fine solo stop. That's being played on the tuba magna. Now I'm going to play the tuba magna in chords without the tremulant and show you what a fine stop it is. The next stop is the English horn. Here's that. That's meant to get brass up an imitation of a dog fight. Well, here it is. I don't know whether it'll make your dog bark when I try it, but it'll be interesting to know whether he does. Now, in order to produce storm effects, first of all you want thunder, which you get by putting on some of the heavy stops and putting a hand on the bottom of the keyboard at about 12 notes down. And of course you want wind effects. I do these by putting on a 4-foot tibia stop and rolling my hands rapidly up the keyboard. Now I'm going to give you one or two thumbnail impressions of different kinds of organs. First of all, the barrel organ. Now, I don't know whether you remember the old-fashioned street organ that used to be played by the little foreigner, a little kind of square box on one leg. Well, here's an impression of that. Of course, it's quite easy to do an imitation of the kind of organ you'll find on Hampstead Heath on a bank holiday, a fair organ.
Well, a real bit of time travel there with Reginald Fort demonstrating the original BBC theatre organ. After 2 years, of course, in 1938, he left the BBC to go touring with his massive five-manual Moller organ, and Sandy Macpherson became BBC Theatre Organist number two. Well, I hope you'll enjoy one of my favourite 78s of Sandy at this particular instrument, a medley of three consisting of I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Broadway Melody and Broadway Rhythm. Sandy Macpherson at the BBC's Compton Theatre Organ. Well, sadly, that magnificent instrument was obliterated by an early bombing raid on London in 1940. Because of wartime fuel rationing, Reginald Fort had to abandon his travels with his touring Moller pipe organ, and he lent the instrument to the BBC for the rest of the war. It lived in two North Wales venues during this period, the County Theatre in Bangor and the Grand Theatre Llandudno, from where we hear the start of one of the thousands of request programmes Sandy broadcast over the years.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sandy at the Theatre Organ, bringing you another in this series of Thursday afternoon programmes chosen from my post bag. And I'm beginning today with the March Militaire by Schubert.
Sandy during World War II at the BBC Moller, which eventually became BBC Theatre Organ No. 2 in 1946, and was housed in the BBC's Jubilee Studios in Hoxton in London's East End, and which was Sandy's base until 1963, when the BBC decided to part company with the Moller. They didn't part company with Sandy, however, and although he'd officially retired from the BBC's employment, his request programmes continued for a few more years. Now, of course, this meant they had to come from somewhere else, and for the vast majority of programmes, Sandy used the Wurlitzers of the Gaumont State Kilburn or the Granada Tooting. Now, incidentally, a lovely story concerns the recording sessions at Kilburn. At that time, the organ console there didn't have a conventional bench, but a contraption known as a Howard seat, which basically consisted of a metal pole, on top of which were two padded cushions to support certain parts of the anatomy. Well, the idea was that this gave the audience a better view of the organist's pedalling, but as far as I can gather, most players hated them. Well, Sandy certainly did, but fortunately, the Grange Cinema, just on the other side of Kilburn High Road, also had a Wurlitzer with a conventional bench. So apparently there was a kind of ceremonial carrying of said bench from the Grange to the Gaumont State in time for Sandy's broadcasts. Well, as I say, after the Moller had been sold, Sandy mainly used Kilburn and Tooting for his request programmes. But for the first 4 weeks only, he used another instrument. Now, why this one was chosen initially, I have no idea, but you'll find out where it is from Sandy's introduction in this fairly rare recording. Now, the experts amongst you may recognise the sound of the organ, but I'm not sure it really gives itself away. Here it is.
Good afternoon. This is Sandy at the organ of the Odeon Theatre, Leicester Square, London. Once again, I'm bringing you half an hour of greetings and music that you've asked for, music played and sung at your request. To start our programme, a selection of tunes associated with the late Al Jolson. Thank you.
there we are, a bit of a rarity from the archives, and part of one of Sandy Macpherson's very few request programmes, which came from the Odeon Leicester Square in 1963. Well, as I mentioned, this was immediately after the sale of BBC Theatre Organ No. 2, which, after 10 years of use by Radio Hilversum in the Netherlands, eventually ended up back in the country where it was made, the USA. In 1980, it was reopened in the venue where it still lives, and in fact where it was played by Richard Hills at this year's ATOS convention, the Civic Auditorium in Pasadena. Well, I was lucky enough to be able to make a few recordings on it for The Organist Entertains during the 1996 convention, and coincidentally I remember a very young Richard Hills sitting quietly in the auditorium while I made them. Well, here's one of those tracks, You and the Night and the Music. Yours truly at the ex-BBC Moller in Pasadena in 1996. Well, that organ left the BBC in 1963, but it was only 7 years until it acquired BBC Theatre Organ No. 3, the superb Wurlitzer from Blackpool's Empress Ballroom. Now, I'll devote a whole programme to this splendid instrument in the fullness of time, but for now, here it is in the BBC's Playhouse Studios in Manchester, where it lived from 1970 until the mid-80s, played by the man who was responsible for acquiring it for the BBC, and the original presenter of The Organist Entertains, Robin Richmond. Thank you. three Frank Sinatra hits from Robin Richmond at the console of the BBC Empress Wurlitzer in the Playhouse, Manchester. Well, to round things off, let's go right back to the beginning. In the same year that the BBC acquired its first theatre organ, 1936, it also installed a smaller version of the Broadcasting House Concert Hall Compton in Studio No. 1 at its Maida Vale complex, so let's hear that to end the programme. Now, it may only have three manuals and 12 ranks of pipes, but it certainly packs a punch, as you're about to hear, in this piece I recorded there called Intrada by Greyston Ives, written specially for the Silver Jubilee of Her Majesty the Queen in 1977. Intrada, played by me on the BBC Maida Vale Compton, and let's hope that doesn't endure the same fate as the Broadcasting House Compton following the announcement that the Maida Vale studios are to close. Well, I hope you've enjoyed my first contribution from the archives, plenty more where they came from, and I'll look forward to being back with you next month. Until then, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the best, and bye-bye.